T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, big plans this summer. No, just working.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:46. Now, three big things. Members of Congress now taking an interest in Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian during the presidential campaign.
Two.
Kansas concealed carry applications drop as state loosens gun restrictions.
One.
Five dead in a big traffic crash near Bonner Springs in northeast Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, right now in Wichita, North Junction, looks like some problems up there. Traffic running very slow, especially southbound on I-135 up there. But we've actually got some slow traffic running on K-96, headed, well, towards the North Junction and away from it. So from Hillside all the way over there to I-135, traffic pretty heavy. On K96 traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 101 degrees after yesterday's high of 102. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 75. Thursday sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high 98 degrees. Could cool off to 98 tomorrow. Now a fair sky, 77 degrees. We have a south wind at 15 miles per hour. Interest seems to be growing in a meeting involving Donald Trump Jr.
Now here are your political insights from ABC News. Donald Trump Jr. releasing emails on his meeting with a Russian attorney during the campaign. The subject line, Russia, Clinton, private and confidential. The thread begins with language that includes, quote, sensitive information, but is part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump. The emails clearly contradicting the denials from the Trump team that the campaign had no contacts whatsoever with the Russians. Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders referring all questions to outside counsel, only reading a statement from President Trump.
My son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency.
Democrats were quick to condemn the emails, but Republicans also suspicious. Republican Lindsey Graham calling it problematic.
We cannot allow foreign governments to reach out to anybody's campaign and say, we'd like to help you. That is a non-starter.
And the majority leader has announced the August recess will be delayed 2 weeks, hoping to check off the list of challenges facing Congress that promised repeal and replace. Those are your political insights. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Several hundred workers, including baggage handlers, cleaners, and customer service agents at three New York area airports and Philadelphia International Airport, have suspended a strike while contract talks continue. And the airport workers at Newark Liberty International walked off the job at 9 p.m. in a labor dispute with their employer, Prime Flight, a subcontractor for several airlines. More than 1,200 nurses at Boston Hospital have started a one-day strike after last-minute negotiations between their union and hospital administrators were unsuccessful. The union and the hospital at an impasse over staffing levels, pay, and benefits.
Yeah, so what happens is you're in the bed there and you press the button, nurse, she's not going to be here till tomorrow. He or he is not going to be here till tomorrow.
Like, sorry.
Whoops.
You're on your own there.
It's not good.
Another day of listless trading on Wall Street Tuesday ended with the major stock indexes closing out with only marginal shifts from the day before. Gains in energy and technology companies were canceled out by losses among banks, phone companies, and other sectors. The Standard & Poor's 500 index fell just under 2 points. The Dow gained just a fraction, and the Nasdaq rose 16 points. So not a lot of movement there at the
end. Not really, no.
Microsoft announcing a project to bring broadband internet access to rural parts of the United States. The company is calling for a combination of private and public investments to get about 2 million rural Americans online in the next 5 years. Yeah, it's hard to believe that there's anybody left any place that can't get on the internet, you know?
Well, sure there is.
Yeah, it's, obviously.
Well, it was only 60 or 70 years ago, and people like LBJ were trying to get
water
and power to rural areas of the United States.
Absolutely. Facebook has shut down pages set up by several businesses licensed to legally sell marijuana in Alaska, severing what some shop owners considered a critical link to their customers. Doggone it. Those pot sellers having a tough time. Children's clothing seller Gymboree closing 350 stores.
Whoa.
As it works to restructure in bankruptcy.
I've never stepped foot in a Gymboree.
I believe I have since I have grandchildren. 751 now. With Steve and Ted, a closer look at a big proposed energy merger. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, we checked to find out more details of how the Great Plains Energy merger with Westar Energy would impact Wichita. Westar will establish a walk-in customer service center, but the company hasn't determined if it's going to be built from the ground up. Westar operates four Wichita locations and is building a $20 million service center in the Webb Business Park. Two Westar power plants will be taken out of commission. Boeing has won the first half competition with Airbus. Boeing was able to put up order and delivery numbers better than its competition. Boeing put up 381 net orders through July 4th. Airbus shows 203 net orders through June. Boeing leads deliveries by a closer margin, 352 to 306. The Boeing work means work for Spirit AeroSystems, of course, of Wichita. Got to have your morning coffee. You guys talk about it. It looks like it's good for you. A new study says drinking just one cup of coffee a day may reduce your risk of dying early from several diseases by 12%. I heard you talking about this a little earlier. The research was conducted by the University of Southern California. They say coffee reduces risks of cancer, stroke, kidney disease, and heart disease. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And how many years have I known you, Bill? And I don't know whether you're a coffee drinker or not, are you?
I am not. I do not really care for coffee. I'll drink it every once in a while, but not very often. I'm more a Diet Dr. Pepper guy in the morning.
No, I've seen you at night, and usually you have some sort of a fruit concoction that you're drinking. It's,
with an umbrella.
With an umbrella. Slice of lemon or something in there. Right, Ted? I don't know what's in that drink.
Yeah, a little nighttime mimosa.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it's...
That's right, yeah.
Very refreshing, whatever it is. You know?
Something to help me sleep a little bit better, yeah. Kind of wind down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Today is National Pecan Pie Day.
Oh.
I don't care for pecan or pecan pie. What about you,
Bill? I'm a fan.
Okay. Ted, where are you on pecan pie?
It doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's also, and I think,
but it's, you know, certainly a, in certain parts of the country, a revered delicacy. Yeah.
Down south, yeah. And where my mother-in-law used to live down there around Austin and Cedar Park and those places.
Of course, we have pecan groves here, right
pecan
here in Kansas.
Groves.
Yeah. You bet, yeah.
All right. Today is also Simplicity Day. We're celebrating the birth date of Henry David Thoreau, who was a great proponent of just the simple life, right?
Right.
You know? Yeah, and then, we should also celebrate Boredom Day. You know that guy was bored out of his skull.
Well, he was out there on that pond. Was that Thoreau out there
Nothing
on that pond?
Nothing going on, man.
He was out there on
boring.
He was out there on Golden Pond with the
loons.
Yeah. Peter Fond. Or no, Henry Fond. No, that was a different pond. Well, no, really. I like simplicity. I mean, I believe in the theory, the KISS theory. Keep it simple, stupid.
You bet. And a lot of times, less is more. That's
right. That's why I only have one wife. Okay, how would I keep track of two? Right?
Could you get somebody else who would put up with you? Like
no, but that's beside
that's
the point.
Beside the point. Yeah.
My wife and I, you know, I think that's one of the things she likes about me is that I'm very simple.
Well, you got that right.
I'm going to simply get out of here. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News. A complete look at today's news, including all those wildfires burning across the western U.S. And we had a shooting in West Wichita last night. Details on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.